Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, 1 o'clock hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Mark Schlereth is going to join us in about 15 minutes, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Odyssey NFL Insider. Feels like forever since we talked to him because last week was weird and all that and with the holiday. So we'll get him in here and get his thoughts on everything going on in the NFL. Obviously, a Falcons question or two, and then turn the page to all the other big stuff going on in the National Football League.
You asked the Falcon question.
I don't know what to ask. Because the last time we had him on, I asked him, like, what makes franchises that are good, good, and what makes franchises that are bad, bad?
Yeah.
Like, that's the top of the pyramid question for a guy to talk about a team whose season is not going great.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we ask him now?
Yeah.
What do you think about David Sills' route running? I don't know that he's going to have a thought on that one.
Who?
Maybe he will. Who's that?
Who's that?
I asked him a couple weeks ago, when you talk about the Falcons on your podcast, what do you say?
And he's I don't talk about them.
We don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll talk to him about some NFL-related stuff. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open to you at 404-726-0929, and we'll get back into the big story of the day.
You know what would be funny? Because I saw this this morning that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are Hall of Fame finalists.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take them both.
Got to.
Yeah. You can't take Bill and leave Robert out. You can't take Robert out
and leave
Bill. And they both belong in the Hall of Fame. So I would love, hopefully that would happen, that you put both Bill and Robert Kraft.
Who would be having to fake it harder? Because they'd fake it. I mean, they'd stand there and act like it was cool.
Oh, Bill.
They'd shout each other out.
Oh, Bill.
Speech
and all that. Oh, Bill. All the way. Bill does not like Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bill does not like Mike Vrabel.
Mm.
All right. Bill,
anything associated with the Patriots.
He wouldn't let him come to his building, all right?
He wouldn't let the scouts of
the
pro team.
He wouldn't let the scouts into the building to see his players.
College team, basically, like, at least a little bit potentially hurting their pro prospects.
Yes.
Out of pettiness.
Yes.
That's not great.
That's not great at all, man.
You don't want to operate out of pettiness.
That's
like
not
that.
Great at all. But I know I saw that Braves was meeting with the media. They were talking about the Jackson Dart hit. And he was like, yeah, when you can start tippy-toeing on the sideline, we're going to get you. Yeah, and it was so crazy because then you see the comparisons. I saw, you know, just those dudes. I lost all respect. It was a dirty hit. He was in bounds.
He was in bounds.
And then, oh, he wants to be like Pat Mahomes because how Pat Mahomes, like, draws the – it's like, no.
No, he was in bounds.
He was in bounds. But they were talking about how Pat Mahomes baits him.
And then he'll get the penalty.
That wasn't a bait.
Mm-mm.
That's no awareness.
No, exactly. And
Pat is aware.
Pat's doing it on purpose.
Yes.
And he's also protecting himself when he does it because he sees it coming and he's getting 15 yards. Jackson Dart thinks that he's being like a hero when he's doing it. And the way he talks about it, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy him because he's a fun character walking in there looking like a detective. Did you see the outfit he had
on?
I did. Looking like a private eye from a film noir movie.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to be able to get away with this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not rooting for an injury.
No.
I'm just speaking from history of watching quarterbacks who play like that get hurt is all I'm saying. That's hopefully he cleans it up.
Especially, again, three of your first four starts, you were in the damn tent.
You're in the tent.
Tells you something.
Tells you something. Yeah, man, get down. That doesn't mean you're soft.
It does not.
It means
your teammates are not going to run over to you and be like, damn, dog.
No, they're not.
They're not going to do that.
They want you on the field because you give them the best chance to win.
Damn, dog. You went out like a sucker.
The trench coat has really fallen out of favor, hasn't it?
It's
only really for perverts now.
That's pretty funny.
And detectives.
No, I don't. You know what? I like the trench. I've never owned one. Okay. I've never owned a trench. I had the long pea coat.
Yeah, I got a long pea coat. Yeah, that's different.
That's different though. But
that's cool.
But yeah, I had the long pea coat. Mm-hmm. But no, I've never owned like a like
or like people that steal watches. Pop it open.
I was gonna say. I got Casios. I got Casios.
Detectives,
I got gold plated
perverts. Those are the people wearing
gold plated necklaces right here with charms.
Exactly.
Yeah, or a hubcap. I'm glad somebody stole. Do they still steal hubcaps?
I don't think so. I think they're stealing rims.
They steal rims. They still rims too.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. When I first moved to Atlanta, it wouldn't be 2 weeks that would go by where I would see a car on cinder blocks in a parking lot.
Right.
Maybe it was the part of town that I lived in.
Could have been.
I don't live over there anymore.
Right.
But yeah, you would see that from time to time. They're fast.
Yeah, dude.
That's a pit crew.
And what's some other things they're stealing now? Them Cadillac converter things?
Yeah, that's more for the drug users.
I don't know.
I think the catalytic converter.
Yeah.
If you flip that, get you a
gram.
Crystal or something.
Get you a gram.
Yeah.
I think there's some copper in those things.
Yeah, exactly. Copper.
Yeah. Okay.
For copper,
all right. Yeah, but all I'm saying is like, yeah. I was like, damn, do people still steal hubcaps?
I think so. When we were at the Brown Grass Classic a couple weeks ago, the golf tournament, I was playing with a guy who runs an auto body shop up there in Woodstock, in the area. Super nice guy. And we're driving, almost finished, and the hubcap came flying off his golf cart. Because, you know, they had been out there for a while having some beverages. The hubcap came flying off the golf cart, so I stopped and grabbed it and brought it to him. And he was like, oh, well, perfect. The auto body repairman has to repair the golf cart. And he just kicked it right back on there. Went right back on there, the golf hubcap. Randy, it was nice to see. It's driving crazy on the golf cart. You might knock the hubcap off. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, Drake's just, you know, when he's ready to go, we put him out there. But that'll all be, you know, health related. You know, everything we're going to do with Drake is definitely to take care of Drake, make sure he's good. Won't put him in harm's way by any means. And when he's ready to go, Drake will be out there ready to go and playing at a very high level, which he's always capable of doing. He loves football. We love watching him play football. The connection with his guys, he values very much. He's at every single meeting. He's at every single thing. He's at all things encompassing. So, like, he's one of those guys who wants to play football.
All right. That didn't sound great.
No.
I mean, obviously, I think we all
he's not practicing
understood
today.
That it was health-related.
Yeah, he's not practicing today.
Not practicing today. Missed the last couple. I mean, it's a knee thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and Arch has talked about how they're worried about one of the things leading to more stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, if he's not ready to roll.
Arch maybe was a little bit more eloquent when he talked about it than that.
Yeah, but if he's not ready to roll, you don't put him out there.
No.
You don't put him out there. And you know, it's where they are. You know, we talk about nobody's healthy this time of year, which is true. But at the same time, you want your best players to be out there some kind of way. And to me, it just seems like he's unable to play.
What is this thing they say? There's a difference between injured and hurt.
Yes.
Whatever. What's the better one? Hurt better?
Yes.
Seems like he might be injured.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because, again, if he doesn't play Sunday, that's three in a row.
Exactly.
I don't know what the calculation is when you start thinking about it. Like, you don't beat the Seahawks on Sunday, you're 4-9. You might be mathematically eliminated at that point. Like, do they start taking that into account with Drake's timeline?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. So we'll wait and see how this interesting right here, Andy. Kansas State coach Chris Klieman is going to retire.
Huh.
And then Texas A&M offensive coordinator and former quarterback Colin Klein, you remember him?
Yeah.
Is going to replace him.
Okay. And he was the quarterback at
He's going to quarterback at Kansas State. Yeah. And now he's OC at A&M. So it looks like.
Kleinman replaced by Klein.
Yeah, but Kleinman just signed a new deal.
All they got to do is scratch out the end of his name on all the nameplates.
Kleinman just
That'll
signed
save him a ton of money.
But Kleinman just signed a new deal with K-State.
I don't know. Things change, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe health or I don't know. I just have to feel like – because Kleinman's – he's been very successful at lower levels. Like, he's been around for a long time. You know, you get to the end of the season and – you got a really good player trying to extort you for money to stay. You got a mediocre special teams guy trying to extort you for a condo.
Yeah.
You know, you might just want to go to the beach with your wife.
They might want to.
You know what I mean?
They might want to.
I just think there's going to be more and more guys kind of like that do that. Like, I'm not dealing with these kids.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, Colin Klein was going to take the USF job.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so now that flipped to Kansas State, which, as you mentioned earlier, led to Brian Hartline being taken off the board for South Florida.
The dominoes continue to fall.
Look at this. One of my favorite podcasts sometimes, they reveal a little too much, but Adidas has signed Club 520, the one with Jeff Teague, to a sneaker deal.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Podcasts are getting sneaker deals
now? Yeah, man.
What about radio shows?
Good for them. Huh?
You heard what I said?
Oh, yeah. Somebody gave us sneakers now. Remember our first month or so, the gentleman at the running store came and brought us some sneakers.
Those are nice.
They were very nice.
Mizunos.
I think you wore them way more than I did.
I wore them out.
Yeah. Like, I still have mine.
I ran many miles in those shoes.
Yes, I still have mine. Yeah.
They're great running shoes.
Yes, they're nice to walk.
That's when Mizuno was the official running shoe of the Peachtree Road Race.
Right.
Adidas is now. But when Mizuno, and Adidas makes the shoe for the Peachtree every year, but those Mizuno's ones they were making at the end, like all the red, white, and blue ones that were the net kind of mesh.
Yes.
It's a nice, light running shoe. I like that shoe. I think we are working on something with a running shoe store.
Yes.
So that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But like you were on Reebok, right?
Yes.
Reebok's right over
here. There you go, man. There you go.
Come on. Let's get some Reeboks. Sean Carter, that was like a rapper on Reebok.
Dude.
Or like fifth, they had the G-Unit.
Dude, we had all that stuff. Dude.
Andy and Randy Reeboks.
I was laced up in G-Unit stuff. That was always the thing they would send us. That's a great. A velour suit and G-Unit sneakers. We used to get the S. Dot Carters.
That's
we used
great.
To get the Iversons. We get all that stuff,
That's
man.
Great.
Remember when Reebok Pump came back and I wore Reebok Pump cleats. Worst cleat I've ever had in my damn life. Worst damn cleat in the world.
Why was it so bad?
Dude, they were so tight. Like, even if you, like, tried to...
Even if you took the pressure out?
Them worst shoes I've ever worn in my life.
They looked so cool.
They were cool. That's why I wore them. They hurt my damn feet so damn bad.
That sucks. Yeah, that's terrible to hear. All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next, our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on everything that's going on in the National Football League after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy, 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404 727-579-1029. Any question, any topic to wrap things up as we do every day. But Wednesdays at this time, Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And as always, Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Steve?
Doing good. You know, reacting to another late game Falcons loss and looking forward to another Falcons game on Sunday. And I have to imagine, like, I know you do a lot of these and you do your podcast and all that. We're probably the only people that ask you about the Falcons. But when we're listening
yes,
to...
You know what? You're correct. You are the only people that ask about the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. So that's sort of like... how I want to lead into this question, which is just like when people talk about the bad teams in the NFL, they always make fun of the Browns and the Jets and certain teams like that. Like the Falcons just lost to the Jets. What is the view of the Falcons nationally?
Yeah, I think ultimately I think you view them as, you know, as a team that historically has struggled and a team that, you know, I don't think you give a lot of credit to nationally as far as being a team that's going to figure it out. You know, there just feels like there are those teams in the National Football League that may every now and again may catch lightning in a bottle. Every now and again, you know, may have a season that is exceptional, mm-hmm. but just there's no sustainability. And they just don't become viable contenders and somebody that year in and year out is going to have the right organizational structure, the right people in place, the right players in place to be able to overcome, you know, the history. And I guess that was probably the way I would put it, and it's a shame, but it's just kind of the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Stick, what is going on with and I want you, because you're old school, this Jackson Dart thing, you know, I mean, we were talking about three of his first start, he ended up in the blue damn tent. And then this weekend, mm-hmm. and then this game the other day, he gets the absolute crap knocked out of him. What, in your opinion, needs to happen with that? Is it one of those things where, because he can't last like that doing it?
No. I mean, I both love it and hate it. I like, you're so competitive for me. Like, you're so competitive and you're so fiery that you can be my quarterback, but you're so stupid that you can't be my quarterback. Like, there's this juxtaposition between the two for me that I love him at the same time I hate his guts. I'm like, what are you doing? By the way, that was Christian Ellis.
Former
University of Idaho.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Okay.
Vandal. Along with, well, like Caden's brother,
right.
Vandals, that knocked the living piss out of Jackson Dart on the sideline and then took the paint off his helmet. Gunnar Olszewski so hard the paint went right through the plastic and permanently tattooed his forehead. Like, and listen, man, I know there's going to be a bunch of Karens out there. Oh, you know, you preach violence. You're damn right I do. That's why I watch the thing. I think it's awesome. And so good for Christian Ellis just knocking the living piss out of people. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, hey, dude, the Ellis boys can hit, man.
That dude can't.
Yeah, as frustrating as the Falcons have been,
their father's
good.
Dude, their father, Luther, mm-hmm. I mean, like, Luther's got like 11, he and his wife got like 11 kids. I think three of his daughters play in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. Like, Luther, I played Luther late in my career when he was at the height of his career in Detroit, and there weren't many guys I couldn't take off the ball. I could always come off and run block and take guys off the ball. I hit that dude. It was like running into a freaking fire hydrant. He wasn't going nowhere. And I walked back to the huddle and was like, I'm working on a stalemate today.
That's it. That's all. That's all. That's kind of a, hey, that's like a win.
Yeah. Stalemate to win.
Hey, what is going on with Lamar Jackson? Like, it's got to be some sort of lingering effects of the injury that he had earlier in the year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson, like I've said this, you know, and I get the Lamar stands all over me, but when you take away his superpower, his ability to run the football and his ability to affect the running game, they become a very average offense. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons they've struggled in the playoffs. And, Like he is so dynamic as a player, even when he doesn't, even when he hands the ball off and he just threatens the edge, the whole backside of a defense can't collapse. They can't chase it. So it becomes just this unbelievable weapon in the running game. But the other thing that does for you, and this is what people fail to recognize, you break the huddle, you know what coverage you're getting. You break the huddle when you run the ball like that and you have that effective of a quarterback, you're getting a single high, which there's only two coverages you can play, cover three or cover one. You know, cover one being man-to-man, cover three being a zone. But anytime you're in cover three, if you run vertical routes, it's a match cover three. It just becomes man-to-man. Mm-hmm. And so you break the huddle in those situations, you know exactly, you don't even have to look at the defense. You know what you're getting. You're going to get safety rotation. You're going to get an eighth man in the box because they've got to stop the run, and it gives you that ability. It gives you that ability to be great, and so and you know, and to know exactly what you're getting from a coverage standpoint. So all of a sudden, he's ineffective in the running game because of his hamstring. Well, now we can play multiple coverages, and we can dictate to you as an offense as opposed to the other way around, and. And that's where, you know, you've lost your superpower if you're Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Stink, is the Eagles' offense, is it just non-creativity, or is it those big guys are not playing as well as they did last year?
I think obviously it's the guys up front, the injuries and things of that nature. And then I think it's also the same thing we just talked about with Lamar is Jalen Hurts is that same type of quarterback. And I think from a straight drop back, you know, dissecting coverage and, you know, and layering routes and things, that's not his strong suit.
Right.
And when you take that running game away from the quarterback, and that may be more not injury, but that may be more like stylistically, we want to grow. And frankly, he hasn't been very good, and their running game hasn't been very good. So I think it's a little combination of both in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then it just always feels like there's a turd in the punch bowl with Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Always.
There's always something.
Always.
That's like something's not right and something internally just feels off. That football team just feels off to me.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Even in their good years, it feels like something's weird. Now, again, they're still 8-4, and we'd trade places with them in five seconds here in Atlanta. But, yeah, it does always feel like that.
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth, yeah. Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Who is the best team in the NFC right now, in your estimation?
I still think, even though they lost to the Carolina Panthers, which just – I don't understand the Carolina Panthers, and I think I've called five Carolina Panther games this year. I don't know how they win games. I don't know how one weekend, you know, they can look just awful. The next weekend, they can beat the Rams, and you know, and you look at their wins. I mean, most of the time, their quarterback, who I'm not sold on, you know, he's got 120 yards passing. I mean, that dude posts more under 150 yard games than anybody I've ever watched. It's just weird watching him play. But I still think the Rams are probably the best team in the NFC. But man, it's throughout this whole thing, it's so close. Everything's so close that it just is. It's just wild watching it.
All right, now just don't take it. It's a question. I know this is one of your hated rivals, but are you counting out the Chiefs?
Oh yeah. from where we sit in Denver, we can't even see them in our rearview mirror. They're so far back. They're so far back right now. It's awesome. Oh my gosh, they can't figure it out. This is just like. You know, I root for them to lose every weekend, and sitting around Dallas watching them that Thanksgiving Day. I mean, I'm just, you know, on the couch like a big old Jabba the Hutt, big fat turd, watching them lose to the Dallas Cowboys. It was just, I mean, it was as good as it gets for me. That's like I say to you guys all the time, I'm a really, really gracious loser, but I'm an absolute dick when it comes to winning. And I love, I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
Nope.
I just did.
Nope.
I sure can. I absolutely love rubbing it in. I think it's the greatest thing ever. And listen, man, at one point we lost 16 straight games to the Chiefs, man. Yep. Mm-hmm. But nobody beats the Broncos 17 straight times. I guarantee you that. So, it's awesome. It's just awesome watching it happen.
We appreciate it as always. Thank you, Mark.
You guys be good. Later.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Very funny that it took 13 weeks for him to finally say something that I don't know if I could say that on the radio. He says nine things every interview that he can't say on the radio. That was funny about the Ellis family, though.
Yeah, man.
I think Luther Ellis is still coaching at Utah.
I had no clue Luther Ellis was his father.
Mm.
No clue.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
I think he's the defensive coordinator at Utah.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Had
or
no,
he's on the staff.
Had no
or
clue.
Like that.
Had no clue Caden Ellis' dad was Luther Ellis.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's really cool. That's really, really cool, man.
Luther, yeah, he is. He's the. He does something at Utah. I don't know what he does. Something over there. Anyway, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Call us up, get on hold, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
We got to the bottom of the Chris Paul thing. So there was a 6-hour delay from their flight from Miami to here last night. Trouble, whatever. Mm. Chris Paul met with Frank at 11 o'clock. It was a 3-hour meeting that obviously went to 2, and then that's when it happened.
That's when they parted ways.
That's what. Now this is Frank's point of view.
Lawrence Frank.
Yeah, okay. This is part of you.
Okay,
but we do know this. That Ty Lue said no, I don't want to meet with him.
That's wild. Man.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah, man.
Chris is a pretty, like, well, I mean, he's the president of the Players
Very well respected.
21 years in the game.
Yeah.
Ty Lue, also a very well respected coach.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. For those guys' relationship to get there.
Man, nobody want to hear that S word.
No, right.
Yeah.
No offense, buddy.
No offense, man.
It's not 2008.
Yeah, man. Like, nobody want to hear that, man.
We're not worrying about that. But yeah, so Chris Paul's a free agent.
Yep.
I wonder where he is right now.
This
happened at 2:30 this morning.
Probably in LA. Probably just jumped
already.
Probably jumped on a flight. LA.
Damn.
They don't take nothing to charter a plane.
It's 12 hours ago.
I don't take nothing to charter a plane.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's made $500 million in his career.
Charter a plane?
I just think he might be here somewhere. You think Chris, he might be riding around listening to us.
You think Chris Walker out of Linux?
You never know. Sure, he's got some friends that he's made in Atlanta throughout the years.
Well, he would have made a lot of friends if the damn Hawks would have drafted his ass.
That's true. Yeah, should have happened. Yeah. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. There's one spot available if you want to get on hold, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Tito, who's incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
It's your favorite Boston fan. Let's talk Hawks. I think it's time to get rid of Trey with this draft coming up. You can get probably 2 to 3 players for that one. And they got the Pelicans pick. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? I think this team is stacked, and they can look like the Oklahoma City Thunder. What do you think about that?
Well,
thanks, Tito.
They don't have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that's the – I would say probably the big difference.
Yeah, they don't have a guy like that.
So, yeah.
I like Tito. Tito, let's talk Hawks.
Let's talk Hawks.
I like Tito.
Love talking Hawks. I would say, like, before we start doing the trade-Trey stuff, let's see what the team looks like when Trey gets back.
Yes.
Because they've been really they've been good without him, for sure.
Yes.
I think they'll be better with him.
Yes. You hope that.
I would hope they would be better with him. I assume they'll be better with him. And so let's see what that looks like. And with this group and him, and hopefully Porzingis can get on the floor. Like, I don't know. They might have something. But if it doesn't go great, I know people are starting to kick around trade packages that involve Trey and Porzingis and the draft pick and all that stuff. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have an interesting situation now where you have a good star, not old, but older player. Like, Trey's been in the league for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You have a expiring contract player in Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
You have the unprotected number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a bunch of good young guys that have been playing together and winning. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what they do. I hope that they add all that together and win this year. But if it doesn't go great when Trey gets back, you do have that option.
Right.
Like, which, you know, I don't feel like the Hawks have had, like, legitimate options in years. So it feels like this roster's built pretty well. Dan is in Smyrna. Hey, Dan.
Hey, man, what's going on, bro? Trey? Hell no.
Not yet. Not yet.
That's that. First things first, man. I feel like when it comes to the Falcons, when it comes to professional football players anyway, certain mistakes you don't make. Jamal Agnew got to go. Who fields a punt? Within the 10, he's out of here. My second part to my question is, as far as offensive coordinator, do you guys think we should be looking in another direction? And if Mike Tomlin comes available,
no.
Do you think we should go ahead and bring him to town?
No.
Thank you, Dan. A lot in there.
No. Mike Tomlin would never take this job because Raheem was the coach here. He would not do that. I know they only 32. Mike Tomlin would not do that.
I also think, and yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Like, Mike Tomlin's not a guy that it's one of 32 guy.
Yes.
Like, if Mike Tomlin isn't the Steelers head coach next year, he's going to have options.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
No offense, but like,
yeah,
probably better options than this.
But no, he won't come here. And yeah, when it's all said and done, everybody's going to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be looking for new coordinators all three phases.
Yes.
And a new coach.
Yes.
Like, that's more than likely what's going to happen at the end of the year this year.
Yes.
But I know you had said that about Tomlin a few times, and again, I agree with that. But, like, also, if that wasn't the case, if Raheem hadn't been the coach here and Tomlin was available and the jobs that are going to be open this offseason,
mm-hmm.
he's going to have his pick of the litter.
Yes.
Like, and that kind of gets back to the crux of the frustration is, like, when the job's open, how do you attract big-time guys
right. And
not, you know, first-timers or whatever? All right, Sam's in Norcross. Hey, Sam.
Yo, what's going on, guys? If a zombie apocalypse were to start today, what is your weapon of choice?
Okay, I got two questions, all right, because it's amazing that I've never seen Blade.
Oh, really?
I've never seen Blade. Huh. And my cousins.
Blade's
and
awesome.
My cousin and kids were at the house this weekend. Where everybody was at the house. And they were watching Blade. And so I was just standing there watching it. Dude, something must have been going on. I was watching it. Just glad. What was those things that they were killing Triple H?
Those were vampires, right?
Yes, they're vampires, but I want something like that.
Okay.
That it hits you.
Yeah, that's what happened to them whenever they contacted Silver.
Yeah,
like,
the penetrate silver bullet.
Their body with
oh,
silver.
You sure okay. You got to shoot a vampire with a silver
again,
bullet?
I didn't know what was going on.
They had silver tipped arrows. Uh-huh. They had silver tipped swords.
Okay, all right, chicken. Okay. Yeah. But yeah,
werewolves and vampires.
Yes,
silver tipped bullets.
I'm gonna have me a like a blowtorch.
Okay, gotta get pretty close to a zombie to blowtorch.
No, I'm talking
run
about,
out of fuel.
Let me damn finish, Abe. All right? I'm going to have me one like how, you remember the one that Jim Brown had on The Running Man?
Okay.
You ever had something like that?
All right, so a little bit more range.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd just give me like a high-powered rifle. Nah. I don't want them getting anywhere near me.
I can't keep cocking that thing back, though.
Or like, one of the automatic ones.
Or the gun. Can I have the truck with the gun on the thing?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or the M60 like Rambo you said?
Like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, is there an end to it? Like, do you think that you're going to win? You know what I mean? Like, because I might just, like, depending on who gets got, like, if my family's gone, just take me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fight zombies for 7 years and then lose in my sleep one time because I slip up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. You got to be on alert for the rest of your days.
But when you say take me, is that, like, obvious death or becoming a zombie?
I'm going to become a zombie.
Yeah, I think I'd like to be a zombie.
Yeah, let me come back, okay. Come back and be a damn zombie.
Yeah, let me come scratch me or whatever you got to do. Bite me. I don't know what it is. In The Last of Us, mushrooms take over.
Now you're going to be a zombie with no family, or you just think you can't remember them?
Well, he's going to bring them with him.
Well, yeah, what if we could all be zombies together?
Oh, you would turn your whole family into zombies.
If they went first, like if they were still alive, I'd protect them.
Yeah.
I'd try to at least.
But if not, like, hey, shout it, hold hands.
I know. People just feel like the zombie apocalypse is 90 minutes because it's a 90-minute movie.
No.
In reality, you have to be on high alert every moment for the rest of your life.
28 years later, they're still in it.
Exactly. That's too long. I'm not doing that. For what? What's the end goal? What do I get at the end? Do I kill all the zombies? Probably not.
Your lineage gets to carry on.
With who?
But at some point, they go away, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Never seems to happen at the end of any of these movies.
Do they starve if there's no more brains to eat?
Mine is an unpopular answer. Take me. Make me a zombie. I'm not fighting these guys. There's too many of them. Jay is in Atlanta. Hey, Jay.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Good.
All right, I got a theory, and y'all can take it how you want to. But how does Jalen Waddle look in a Falcons jersey?
Well, I got a question
if
for you.
If it's a throwback, probably pretty sharp.
Yeah, I got a question for you because what did he say? Y'all can take it how y'all want to.
Yeah.
His name is Jay. Is there any chance?
Was that Jalen Waddle?
I'm just asking.
How would I feel about Jalen Waddle in a Falcons uniform? Cool. Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, like.
Any suggestions how we actually get that
just
done?
Just go get him. Because, you know, that was the next step. Just go get him.
Yeah, just go get him.
Because you can do that.
Well, I guess the suggestion was probably because they took Kyle Pitts in front of him. But, like, if I'm complaining about that draft, wouldn't you rather have Ja'Marr Chase than Kyle Pitts?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or Penei Sewell?
Yes.
Or Patrick Surtain?
Yes.
You know, like
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, if they were wearing the throwbacks with the red helmets,
yeah,
I think Jalen Waddle would look sharp.
Yeah.
Because I think they all do.
Yeah.
In that uniform. But
yeah, would I take Jalen Waddle on the Falcons? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a damn good player.
I'll take Jalen.
Don't do that.
Jalen.
No, don't say that.
They got David Sills out there catching touchdowns on Sundays, man. Like, David Sills has twice as many touchdowns as Kyle Pitts this year.
Yes, I know this.
I'll take any Jalen you got. There's plenty of Jalens out there I'll take. All right, Huck's in Douglasville. Hey, Huck.
Randy, I got to ask, how many bushes have you fall into when you're putting Christmas lights up?
Did you hear him?
I heard. To go along with the gimmick, plenty.
Wow. He can't count, but a time or two.
Yes, a time or two. They've saved his life.
Yes.
A time or two. That's why you need Ackerman Forever Lights.
Yes.
So you don't have to get up there and hang them.
I'm not getting up there no more.
You don't have to. Ackerman puts them up there forever. You know what forever means?
Ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Like zombie apocalypse could happen. They'll still be up
there. They'll still be up there. It'll be it'll be a zombie nation, but your house will
it's
still
be it's
also
like a huge beacon to the zombies, so maybe turn them off via your phone.
Are they attracted to light, zombies?
I don't know how it works.
I don't either. Last night, my daughter asked me if zombies were real.
Oh, okay.
They're not. I don't think, right?
I would think that.
I said,
well, they're in the animal kingdom.
What does that mean?
There's like zombie fungus that take over bodies. Oh, and it, okay. But
or like, sepsis is a thing. It's a root.
Well, my answer
attacks like ants.
My answer was no.
And leave it there.
She's five and it was dark.
And leave it there. and leave it there, please.
You definitely don't need the Abe description of please. Zombies.
Well, actually, I'll circle back tonight. You know, Lily, sorry, I lied to you last night. Turns out there are zombies. Abe wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
We were also talking about people I work with and all that for whatever reason. And she gets Abe and Bo confused sometimes. And she was like, I like Abe because I like his grown-up daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, you mean Bo? And yes, 100%.
His grown-up daughter?
Yeah, that's Olivia. His grown-up daughter. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to say, like, look, I've been trying to call in since Monday. Mm. Like, great win for the Jets, but also...
Oh, right, you're a Jets
fan. Had a... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But also, I want to say, like... You know. If you guys could choose one thing, like, okay, if you can choose one thing for the Panthers, well, actually, see, I'm in a whole nother room. If you can choose one thing for the Falcons this season, would you choose a better offense, better management, or better defense? Because the defense is already good.
A better special team.
Yeah, honestly.
That's what I would like.
Yeah.
A better special team.
If they have,
they
like,
have four extra wins.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. Just give them.
Yes.
I know it's asking a lot, but
yes.
Like, we're, you know, he asked. Give them the number one special teams in football.
Yeah.
And that means the kicking game,
yes.
The coverage team, and everything.
Yes.
If the Falcons had the number one special teams in football, they would be 8-4.
Probably.
8-4.
Yes, give them that.
And people care so little about special teams. He called and didn't even ask.
Yeah.
As that as an option. That's how much we overlook
them,
that third
phase. Better, give them better
you
special
You got to be
teams.
Good in all three phases, guys. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Questions for you. My first question, everybody's saying we need to fire Raheem. So who we going to hire? Who's going to be the next coach? Who do y'all want the next coach to be? My second question is, I got a daughter. She's 11 years old, so her Christmas list, she don't gave it to me. Mm-hmm. She got the same thing that I bought last year on the same on the list. So My wife's saying, don't go buy it again. But I'm like, that's her list, so should I buy it again or don't? Thank y'all for taking my call.
It seems like she might have lost something.
Or like, because sometimes, like you were telling me or somebody was telling me, like, it's the same thing, but it's upgraded.
Yeah,
like it's a new version of it or something.
Yes.
But if the old one works, like
that's what I'm saying. Though. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, But I think maybe she lost it.
Maybe
it's a possibility that baby girl lost it.
Yeah, I would have to find out more information. If she still has the thing you bought her last year,
we got to get some context here.
Yeah.
Too.
No.
Yes.
What is it?
You know, yeah,
what is it?
Things get upgraded and
right.
Kids want the newest of the newest because that's what their friend has. Video game consoles are a great example.
Or if it's like a Barbie and she wants another Barbie.
And they're dated, maybe.
Maybe don't want Barbie.
But I'm going through that also with Olivia with a camera.
Yeah.
Just got her a camera. Now she wants a newer camera because it does funner stuff.
Yes.
You know.
God, there's always something new in there.
Always something new.
Yeah.
So I was talking about the Mormons, or not the Mormons, the Amish earlier this week. They got wooden toys. They got it figured out.
Just play with them.
Wooden toys don't get upgrades.
No, they
what
don't.
Is it, like oak now?
They might get, that's what I'm saying. They might get a tougher type wood.
Yeah, or like a varnish.
It's a possibility.
They came out with this hot new varnish. 2.0. All right, let's get to takeaways.
Oh, as far as the coach, I don't care.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Keep rocking. I don't care.
Give me a winner.
Give me somebody who can teach his team how to win. Speak had some good ones. Some good ones today, but Turd in the Punch Bowl was one of the best ones ever.
Yeah, that'll ruin your party.
Yes.
A lot of Luthers today.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross was on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Luther Ellis, Cade Ellis' dad. Luther Burden. And I just said Luther Burden, so those three.
How would he look in a Falcons shirt?
Really good.
Luther Vandross, that would probably not.
Yeah,
probably not. Trench coats only being used by perverts, watch thieves, and detectives these days.
You know.
Arch is tired of this drag-assing around, Falcons. But there are 13 to 14 Falcons with at least a piece of a sack.
Chris Paul's career officially started in Atlanta and unofficially may have ended here.
Yeah, man.
He'll be on a roster. Somebody will bring him in.
OKC again.
Yeah, OKC. Bring him in. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.